From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State executioner ID'd. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified, but security sources are cautioning, both in Europe and the U.S., the reports may not be accurate. Reports quote friends of Mohammed Emwazi as saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. Here is John Garson, professor of national security studies at King's College London.
I think if this is the man concerned, if he has been unmasked now, that is literally a useful thing. He's unmasked. We understand who he is. Kuwaiti-born British resident, allegedly from a reasonably well-off family, a graduate, somebody with many opportunities in life, not a dispossessed person at all.
European intelligence sources are refusing to confirm the identification. The U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman will not confirm or deny the reports about the identity of Jihadi John. An activist group says a number of Assyrian Christians were kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is now up to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured people during the past 3 days while they took control of 10 villages in Hasaka province. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan paid a surprise visit Thursday to the country's northeast, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency. Nevertheless, the violence continued. Witnesses say a suicide bomber killed at least 19 people in the Borno state town of Biu, the site of previous attacks claimed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. A Saudi man accused of being an early leader of al-Qaeda was convicted on 4 counts of conspiracy in connection with the 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in East Africa. 52-year-old Khalid al-Fawaz was found guilty Thursday by a jury in New York. The August 1998 bombings of the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people. Al-Fawaz faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Eyewitnesses in Somalia say one person was killed by at least 5 mortar rounds fired Thursday at the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Security officials confirmed the attack but did not release any information on casualties. Militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Ukrainian troops have started to pull back their artillery from a frontline eastern village near the devastated town of Debaltseve under the watchful eye of European monitors who are overseeing a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. For a second straight day Thursday, Ukraine's military officials reported no combat fatalities in the regions near the Russian border. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 Thursday in favor of what's called net neutrality, allowing wealthy Internet providers that no longer an advantage over smaller companies. The decision means the Internet in the United States will now be treated like a public utility. Big-name content providers such as Amazon and Facebook can no longer pay more money to broadband providers to send material faster to customers than smaller content providers. The World Health Organization says its landmark tobacco control treaty is making inroads in slowing the global tobacco epidemic. As it observes the 10th anniversary of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the UN agency warns the fight to prevent millions of tobacco-related premature deaths is far from over. Lisa Schlein has details.
Technical officer with the Framework Convention, Tibor Zilagie, tells VOA countries implementing measures required under the convention are seeing positive results.
Millions of deaths have been averted by the implementation of this treaty.
But the World Health Organization reports about 6 million people a year die prematurely from causes related to tobacco, the majority in low- and middle-income countries. It warns tobacco use will account for more than 8 million deaths each year by 2030 if the epidemic is unchecked. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Cuban delegation will be at the State Department today to talk about restoring diplomatic ties in the United States for the first time since 1961. Part of President Obama's initiative to end the trade embargo against Cuba. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.